This is a Kim Monson, Colorado news briefing. Colorado House Bill 2611-19 would let local governments tax vacant land at a higher rate than buildings. The bill faces opposition from taxpayer advocates, home builders, chambers of commerce, and county assessors, and invokes Milton Friedman for a policy his own 1978 words do not support. A Democrat-sponsored bill moving through the Colorado House would authorize counties, municipalities, and a long list of special districts to impose a higher property tax mill levy on raw land than on the buildings that sit on it. It is a structural change that taxpayer advocates, home builders, and county assessors say will punish owners who are not yet ready to develop. House Bill 2611-19, titled Authority for Different Mill Levy Rates, was discussed at length on The Kim Monson Show by Mike Rawluck of the Ralston Valley Coalition. Rawluck told listeners this smacks of using taxes to shape behavior. The measure is scheduled for a hearing in the House Finance Committee on April 16, according to the Colorado Union of Taxpayers Bill Tracker. On what the bill actually does. The legislation is permissive, not mandatory. Section 2 of the bill creates a new statute, Colorado Revised Statutes 29.1306, providing that the governing body of a local taxing entity may, by ordinance or resolution, impose property taxes on the assessed value of land and the assessed value of improvements at different mill levy rates, so long as the rate on improvements stays at or below the rate on land. The authority takes effect for property tax years commencing on or after January 1, 2027. The term local taxing entity is defined broadly to reach counties, cities, towns, metropolitan districts, business improvement districts, urban renewal authorities, downtown development authorities, and related improvement and revitalization districts. The bill excludes agricultural, conservation easement, mining, oil and gas, renewable energy, and state-assessed property from the split mill levy authority. The sole House prime sponsor is Representative Stephen Woodrow, a Denver Democrat who represents House District 2 and chairs the House Finance Committee. Senator Nick Hinrichsen, a Pueblo Democrat representing Senate District 3, is carrying the measure in the upper chamber. On who opposes the bill and why? The opposition is unusually broad. The Colorado Union of Taxpayers, where Kim Monson serves as president, voted to oppose the bill, warning that it would in effect manipulate the real estate market by creating a tax structure favoring high-density projects, and that it places unfunded mandates on local governments to track and have different mill levies on the land and structure separately. According to the Colorado Union of Taxpayers and the World Journal, both of which report on the position, the Colorado Assessors Association has issued a please kill on the measure. The Home Builders Association of Metro Denver also opposes the bill, which is notable given that the legislative declaration argues split-rate taxation will boost housing construction. The Greater Arvada Chamber of Commerce opposes it as well. When the industry the sponsors claim to be helping lines up against the bill, the housing supply rationale loses much of its force. On the Friedman invocation. Section 1, paragraph T of the bill, declares that split-rate property taxation is supported by a broad range of economists across the political spectrum, naming Adam Smith and Nobel laureates Milton Friedman, Paul Krugman, and Jose F. Stiglitz. Friedman's actual words are narrower. In a December 1, 1978 interview published in the Times-Herald of Norristown, Pennsylvania, Friedman said, "The least bad tax is the property tax on the unimproved value of land, the Henry George argument of many, many years ago." Friedman endorsed a pure Georgist land value tax, which taxes only the unimproved value of the ground and leaves buildings untaxed entirely. House Bill 2611-19 still taxes improvements and merely allows a lower rate on them. The bill itself admits the gap. Section 1, paragraph I, concedes that a system where all buildings and improvements are exempt and only land is taxed is administratively and politically unrealistic in the short term. The sponsors concede the Friedman-endorsed policy is unworkable, then cite Friedman anyway for a partial measure he never addressed. On air, Rawluck called the invocation disingenuous. On the rural implementation problem. County assessors say the bill cannot actually be implemented on the software used to run property tax rolls. According to the World Journal, Los Animas County Assessor Jody Amato told the County Board of Commissioners on March 17 that rate changes from the 2024 special session have already killed every county computer system across the state. A split mill levy on top of that could push those systems beyond repair, and major vendors, including Tyler Technologies, have indicated they may step away rather than attempt to implement the bill. Amato offered a worked example of the rural mismatch, according to the World Journal. Under a split-rate regime, a 1,000-square-foot home on a wide lot could carry a significantly higher tax bill than a 4,000-square-foot home that fills most of its parcel. The structure reflects metro area development patterns, not southern Colorado, where a modest ranch house on 40 acres could pay more than a mansion on a quarter-acre lot next door. Rollock on the air. Rollock also questioned how durable the agricultural carve-out will prove. He said they claim they will exempt mining and agricultural land, but agricultural land is pretty ill-defined. As we are seeing throughout these new comprehensive master plans and zoning, he said, you are starting to lose the agricultural zoning classification in certain areas. He framed the core objection as a hypothetical. If I bought my land and I am not ready to build on it yet, Rollock said, you are going to penalize me because it is empty. A landowner might hold raw ground for years to cover college tuition or an unexpected medical bill, he said, and the bill would add a higher tax burden on top of that personal economic strain. And now, Kim's perspective. House Bill 2611-19 is antithetical to the Declaration of Independence that we are all created equal, which means we are to be treated equally under the law. This bill punishes the family that buys a parcel and holds it for the next generation. The young couple saving up to build, and the rancher keeping buffer land open. The choice not to build today is itself a property right, and every acre held quietly by a Colorado family is a buffer against the next round of central planning. Once government uses the tax code to steer what you do with your own ground, no parcel in Colorado is truly your own. This article is available at kimmonson.com. For the full article with sources and links, visit kimmonson.com. This has been a Kim Monson Colorado News Briefing.